Rubies in Antique Jewelries. The history of rubies traces its roots all the way back to 200 BC. These captivating gemstones were mentioned in ancient literature from the North Silk Road, a historic trade route that extended from China to the western regions. Rubies have traditionally been held in high esteem, not only in China, but all over the world. Nearly all notable jewelry collections include rubies. From royalty to socialites, to actresses and industrial magnates, everyone has fallen in love with the magic of the red-colored ruby, including the Romanovs, the Russian and Iranian imperial families, Maria Callas, Queen Elizabeth II, Marlene Dietrich, Princess Elizabeth of Bavaria, Queen Marie Jose, the French royal family, Elizabeth Taylor, Barbara Hutton, the Maharajas and Maharanis of India, and the Sultan of Brunei. Maharaja Divinjay Singhji of Narmanaga's ruby necklace. In 1937, Maharaja Divinjay Singhji of Narmanaga commissioned Cartier to create this magnificent jewelry. He was the adopted child of Ranjit Singhji of Narmanaga, a famous cricket player who represented England and success. He was also an avid jewel collector before his death in 1933. In 1934, Maharaja Bhupendra Singh of Patiala founded the Ranji Trophy, an interstate cricket competition award, as a tribute to Ranjit Singhji. The tournament was named after him. This treasure is unique, not just for its fascinating history, but also for another remarkable feature. During the Art Deco era and even today, Burmese rubies have been highly sought after for their rarity and exclusivity. The 116 untreated rubies, totaling more than 170 carats in this necklace, are all from the renowned Mogot mines in Burma and have a naturally rich, deep red hue. Queen Marie Jose's ruby ring. The ring is a size 52 and is set with an offal ruby weighing 8.48 carats. Tamaro Di Marini, a scholar and bibliophile, gave this to Queen Marie Jose of Italy as a present. On January the 8th, 1930, Princess Marie Jose married Umberto of Savoy, Prince of Piedmont, son of Vittorio Emmanuel III, King of Italy, Emperor of Ethiopia, King of Albania, and Princess Elena of Montenegro. On May the 9th, 1946, Prince Umberto was crowned King of Italy as Umberto II. His brief rule came to an end on June the 12th, 1946, when the Italian Republic was declared. Marie Jose, Italy's last queen, earned her nickname, the Queen of May, during her brief reign in the month of May. The Timer Ruby. The Timer Ruby is a polished red spinel weighing 71 grams, equivalent to 352.54 carats. It is also known as the Kirashanam, which means tribute to the world. The gemstone was given the name in honor of Timur, the first king of the Timurid Empire, and believed to be one of its previous owners. people mistakenly believed that it was a ruby until 1851. The titles of five of its past owners are engraved on the gem. Jehangir, who also has the name of his father, Akbar the Great, inscribed. Shah Jahan, Farrukh Shia, Nader Shah, and Ahmad Shah Durrani. The owners of the Timur ruby have also possessed the Kuninur diamond since 1612. It has been owned by the Safavid, Mughal, Sikh, and British empires. Currently, it is part of the royal collection. Queen Elizabeth II's tiara. In 1843, Queen Victoria appointed the House of Garrard as the first crown jeweler. Since then, the house has maintained a close relationship with the British crown, creating both exquisite jewelry for ceremonial occasions and lovely pieces for more private and personal events. In 1973, Queen Elizabeth commissioned the House of Garrard to use the gemstones from the bridal gifts she received at her wedding to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, on November the 20th, 1947. The tiara, in particular, contains 96 Burmese rubies that were gifted to Her Majesty by the people of Burma. The number 96 was not selected arbitrarily. The Burmese believed that 96 diseases might afflict a person, and rubies, like many other stones, were thought to have a protective property that could safeguard the wearer from illness and bad luck. The gift was therefore a significant expression of Burma's love and protection for their queen. Royal jewel from Bourbon Palmer family, hair ornament. This exquisite piece is a hair ornament made of silver, gold, diamonds, and rubies. The center stone is a 6.89-carat untreated, certified Burmese ruby. Enclosed in a Bach rocker case, this hair ornament dates back to around the year 1900. Archduke Frederick of Austria gave this jewel to his daughter, Archduchess Maria Anna of Austria, when Princess Elizabeth of Bourbon-Parma's son, Charles, was born in 1905. Imperial Russian family, Burmese ruby and diamond Peru, 1820s and later. The necklace was created as a succession of ribbon scrolls, each with a cushion-shaped ruby set in a smaller collet in the center and embellished with old mined, cushion and rose-cut diamonds. The ruby is decorated with a pair of ruby and diamond florets and old mined diamond trefoil sprigs. The necklace is approximately 395 millimeters long and comes with a tiara frame, matching pendant earrings, and a size 48 ring. The flower head motif can be detached from the ring mount and used as a necklace clasp.